And it is the lower league show, and it's a really fun lower league show. It's all positivity. But where else to start than in North Wales? Now, for years, Hollywood has been trying to get Wrexham over there. Wrexham won't move. It was happy in North Wales. So obviously, the only solution to this was the Hollywood would come to Wrexham itself. And I've got Aidan Bannon, who's a season ticket holder at Wrexham, to talk about that. Aidan, I mean, I don't know where to start, but what's your feelings on it all?
Oh, it's unbelievable, to be honest, mate. Nobody in a million years would have thought that this would happen to this football club. We were lucky in a sense, as apparently they went for Hartlepool first, and that really fell through back in May. So, seeing as they were already looking, they've just looked elsewhere in the same league, and luckily they've come to us. So, you know, the buzz about the town is unbelievable. People just can't believe what's happening to this football club. We were so close. To be honest, if it wasn't for the coronavirus, we probably would have gone down into the National League North.
Right.
So, in a way, it saved us. And then this has just given us an even better boost than we could ever imagine.
When did you first sort of hear about it as a possibility? Because obviously they've had to go through a process. I gather they had to do a Zoom pitch to the members because Wrexham was supporter-owned. So it's been going on a little bit while, but when did you sort of first hear about it?
There was rumours milling about probably back end of July that there was people coming in for Wrexham, but obviously nobody knew who. And it started picking up a bit more pace in September. And then it was confirmed that they were coming for Wrexham towards the back end of September. And then the whole process started then with the pitch and the Zoom calls and all that. And then in October, and then the vote's been this past week. So, yeah, it's been 2 or 3 months, really.
Yeah, and now confirmed, and here we are. And you mentioned there that the direction, that the place is buzzing as well. I mean, this is huge, huge, huge. You know, as the town of Wrexham, it's you know, everyone is talking about it. I'm sure it's a story worldwide, these Hollywood actors. And there should be a lot more attention and hopefully investments and certainly interest in the place as well.
Oh, yeah. Without doubt, you know, it's seeing on social media, especially on Twitter, you've got a lot of people now over in Canada, America, Australia, asking where they can buy the shirt, you know, how they can get the streams. Rob himself was asking how he could get the stream legally the other week over in America to watch the game. So, you know, there's been pictures on Twitter of Rob wearing a classic Wrexham shirt. You know, it's just been, the pull they've had is unbelievable. There was serious talks on fan forums and things before the vote started that this might not pass. There was a lot of Wrexham fans who thought, you know, they wanted to keep their club,
yeah,
run it how they want to run it. And then in the end, I think it was only 20-odd people who voted no. It's just the pull that everyone's seen and the buzz that everyone's seen happen on social media has, I think, swayed everybody.
Do you think they have as well, because as who they are with people? Because I think, you know, when you mentioned there the scepticism and the, I think it's a normal thing, especially if you've had issues with things in the past and obviously, you know, gone into supporter ownership for a reason. You know, you understand, oh, what are these guys going to do? I think both of them have just seemed so decent and genuine and, you know, have come across so well throughout the whole process that you can't help but think,
yeah,
brilliant, let's have a go.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Like, they've engaged with the fans. Like, you don't see many potential owners doing that. And I know in this day and age, it's easier with social media and things like that. But you're looking at Twitter, you know, posting pictures of them wearing the shirts, posting pictures of them watching the streams, replying to people from Wrexham. There was a girl who tweeted in 2012 saying, you never know when Ryan Reynolds will turn up in Wrexham. And he's gone back and replied to that saying, I've waited 8 years to respond to this tweet. So, I mean, they've put themselves out there and they've shown that, you know, they're willing to engage and they're willing to be, you know, part of the club.